here on Vexus Radio, beaming to the world from the Isle of Wight. And I'm joined by Graham Craig from What's on Wight for our now legendary Stage Door section of the magazine. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Have you been surfing this afternoon? Did you ride the waves before you came in?
I surfed the traffic.
Did you? Yeah.
That's Staples. Could have done with a surfboard, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bet you could. Yeah. So you went to Bembridge first, you were saying. That's brave. All that way.
I know.
Bembridge? Well, it's the other side of the island. What are you doing?
Well, it is. My eldest son's finished school now, so of course I'm, full-time dad taxi.
Yeah.
It's normally part-time after schools, but now it's full-time. So I had to drop him off at his mate's house.
Yeah. How long have you got with us? Are you sort of clock-watching now, so gotta go, gotta pick the son
up? I've still
up.
Got another one in school, so I've still got the school run to do.
Oh, crikey. Okay, well, I won't keep you long. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the football, because we always talk about events, don't we, and yesterday was two massive events, wasn't it? Wimbledon final, which I watched, and the Euro 2016 final, which sent me to sleep.
Well, three massive events, if you include the British Grand Prix.
Oh, that one. Two and a half then, because I'm not a fan of that. That always sends me to sleep. A bit like golf, you know.
We're going to fall out in a minute.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So you won't be watching the Open this week then?
Oh, no. No, no. The Open what? The football.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit of a... I don't know what it is about football these days, but it's all evening itself out, isn't it? It's becoming like more like watching chess and very careful tactics and slow and patient, and the excitement's going out of the game, isn't it?
I thought this Euros, not that I can remember what the last ones and the ones before were like, but I just kind of found it a bit dull and boring.
Yeah.
Apart from the England matches, where of course you're screaming at the TV because you're trying to get them to at least score a goal, you know, with the amount of chances we had in front of the goal, and then getting beaten by Iceland was a bit of a so we then all became Wales supporters, who did better for us, for the British. But it just, I mean, what was there, an average of sort of two goals per game across the,
And Portugal only actually won one game in the whole tournament, didn't they?
Apparently they said that, yeah.
Yeah, in normal time. Was it Wales they beat? 2-0 in normal time, I think. That's the only match they actually won without extra time or penalties. So,
well...
Yeah,
it is getting a bit like that. But last night I thought it went even more dull and boring once Ronaldo had come off.
Yeah,
and he took that knock.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to sort of like they didn't know what they were doing after a bit.
But he still managed to get himself on the telly, didn't he? Hobbling back on. And
I love the way it was all right afterwards. Once he was bandaged up, and at the end the shirt came off.
Oh yeah, he showed us his chest, didn't he?
Absolutely. And just in case we didn't know there was a bandage on his leg, he rolled his shorts up as well. Now then, in fact, there's a very funny thing, right?
And
you kind of notice it. It's these little things that mainly footballers, I'll blame them, right? Because I can't think of other people that do it, other sports stars that do it. But last night, as the teams, mainly Portugal, right? But as the teams were going up to, you know, receive players' medals and for Portugal the cup, they seem to have rolled their shorts up. Now, the shorts were kind of like knee length.
Yeah.
Right? But they seem to have, there was about, I don't know, four, five, six players that rolled their shorts right up. Because one, I thought, blimey, is he taking his shorts off? his shirt kind of like covered the top of him, and they'd rolled the shorts up. And I was kind of thinking, what's that about?
Yeah.
Is that a fashion thing? Is he trying to air his legs, you know?
It's
cool
weird.
Cool him down after all that.
You think it'd be cooler with your short legs flapping a bit in the breeze, wouldn't you, rather than hitching them up to form underwear?
I'd have thought so, but it was very weird.
What's going on?
I don't know.
There must be a reason. Maybe there's some sponsorship reason.
Perhaps they're trying to tell the kit sponsors that they want short shorts again, like
yeah,
back in the...
micro shorts.
Back in the
My legs are too good to be hidden beneath these knee-length monstrosities. Yeah, it's a fashion statement, isn't it? Yeah, you could be right.
So. Yeah.
They'll be playing in swimming trunks, won't they, next season?
Speedos. Budgie smugglers.
Yeah. Stop.
But
enough.
The tennis was fantastic yesterday.
It was
fantastic. And there was also another pair of British winners, because there was a Scottish guy, and I can't remember his name for the life of me, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because on Saturday he played the wheelchair doubles.
Yes, he did.
And won. I think his name's Morris, something Morris, yeah, rings a bell. And on Sunday, in the morning, Centre Court, he won the wheelchair singles final.
I know.
So hats off to him.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then
so it was a good day for Britain, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Lewis Hamilton did it for the for the Brits.
I know.
These German boys.
Well, yeah, and, absolutely. We'll claim that.
And Watson in the mixed doubles.
I know. Yeah.
So
where's it going to end?
A good sporting weekend.
All we need now is a foreign English manager for the football team, and we'll be all right. Yeah.
I don't know. They should. Do you know? There's with managers, we haven't had very many ex-player,
no,
famous players. We had Kevin Keegan for a bit, didn't we?
Yes.
And Glenn Hoddle.
Yeah. But apart from them,
they didn't seem to do that well.
No. Glenn Hoddle was no good, was he, as the manager? I seem to recall. No.
Well, it depends on how you measure that good. I mean, World Cup champions, you know, winners, Euro championship winners. I don't think any of them have been that good, then, have they, since Sir Ralph Ramsey?
No. No. True.
But do they give them enough time, do you think, to...
Well,
do their thing?
Well, now you're asking me. I haven't got a clue. They probably don't, because... Well, though, all countries have got the same problem, though, surely. They've got leagues to play and other commitments, and all the stars are paid a lot of money to focus on their domestic competitions and cup runs and all the rest of it. So it's no different in the rest of Europe, is it?
No, that's the thing.
But Portugal, last night, I mean, you didn't like the way they played, but they were absolutely, totally committed, and you sort of wonder whether English players are that committed. I think that might be the problem, actually.
Although, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, we haven't got, from what I gather, we haven't got the largest league in the world, but
no,
then again, we haven't got the smallest, so they, you know, it kind of averages itself out.
I know.
But
well, we'd best not talk about football all day, though, would we? Do you want to?
Yeah, we'll be as dull as the match last night, then, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I bet. Let's move on quick.
Okay.
Oh, come on. It's time for the stage door section. Introducing Graham Craig of what he said very formally. Introducing Graham Craig of What's on White, who's going to give us the rundown, lowdown, and all sorts of other things about what's going on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Well, we've got some different stuff this week. There's a garden craft fair. This happens every year, and it's Bembridge Art Glass, and they basically open up their garden studio to a whole host of different crafters and you know, artists, and so you're just invited in. It's free. You can make a donation. They're normally collecting for a couple of charities, but you'll see some art glass itself. There's photography, there's soaps that are sculpted, there's knitwear, handbags, wood turning, cushions, greeting cards, you know, all those sorts of bits and pieces, wax paintings, and it's a fun sort of few hours, if you like that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
That's on this weekend at Bembridge, Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 4. If you look on our website, you'll see there's some directions to it. It's down near one of the shops. The main road down to the RN&I,
yeah,
down to the beach, off yeah. there somewhere. But you'll find it. You'll find it. There's a map there. There's also, if you're into sort of murder mystery entertainment type stuff, at the end of this month on Saturday the 30th at Mottiston, there's something called Tying the Knot, which is a special interactive murder mystery set in the 1920s. So if you fancy becoming a turning detective, quizzing the suspects and examining the evidence, then this kind of whodunit will be for you. Gates open at 6, investigations start at 6:30. Take a chair and a rug and a picnic and a bottle of wine or two, you know, to enjoy yeah. the evening, or your guests can while you go off you go off and do your investigating. And if you fancy dressing up, then you can dress up as well if you like. Also, talking about picnicky type things, there's a family summer picnic which is this Saturday at Culver Down. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think this is organised by the YMCA, Shanklin. But basically, meet up at Culver Haven. You walk over to the monument and they've set up loads of stuff out there. There'll be outside games, there'll be board games, there'll be face painting, loads and loads of stuff to do. Take a packed lunch, take some spare clothes, and if you've got a tent or gazebo, just to sort of stay out the sunshine or out the wind or even out the rain if it's raining, because whatever happens, this is going ahead.
Okay.
According to them, you know, so don't forget your wellies. It's it's £5 per person, but you know, it's 11 till 4. Cover down, have a great afternoon.
Okay.
Jezza K the musical. Now, this is, we all know, well, most of us, if you're in the house at that time of day, Jeremy Kyle, they've turned it into a musical. I might just pop down and go and have a look at this, because this sounds really good. It's the Medina Community Choir presents Jezza K the musical, a musical roller coaster of heartache and hilarity with the latest chart hits in conjunction with Red Tie Theatre.
Okay.
That's Thursday, 21st July, Newport Medina Theatre. Also at Medina Theatre, but at other venues as well, is the Ukulele Festival towards the end of the month on the Friday 22nd to Sunday 24th of July, featuring many of the best ukulele artists headline, including Sarah Spade and the Noisy Boys. The programme is up on the site now. There's open mic sessions, there's jam sessions, there's stalls and markets on the Friday, on the Saturday and Sunday. There's even a ukulele dog walk. How that works, I don't know. Perhaps your dog has to play the ukulele. But that'll be an interesting one just to go and observe, yeah. I think, you know, a ukulele dog walk. However, they do stress that dogs and ukuleles are optional, so
right.
It's just a walk again.
So you can go on a ukulele dog walk, but you don't have to have a ukulele or a dog.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fair.
Yeah.
That sounds like open access, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's open to anybody then.
Yeah.
You know, no specifics needed, no specialist equipment needed, just your legs. But they so they've got bits and pieces going on, and the main event is in the afternoon and evening of Saturday down at Medina Theatre. But like I say, the full program's on the site now, so can have a look at that.
Yep.
July the 30th is Dash and Splash Day. Sandown and Shanklin Rotary Club are hosting their second 5K dash along the beach between Sandown and Shanklin. The big wooden things that go out into the sea, they're kind of like, they look like railway sleepers.
Yeah.
Some are
groins.
Yes.
Is that the word?
It is, yeah. Apparently, that's 43 along that section of beach,
really?
That you've got to negotiate.
You've got a hurdle 43. With the groins, have you?
Hey?
Hurdle with your groins, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, you have. It says most of them you can get through the large gaps, which I suppose are the ones that are kind of like, you know, level with the sand or not too much of an obstacle. But there are a few where you're going to have to go out into the sea. Apparently they only do this at low tide, so they can only do it certain days. But you go out into the seat, it's only about knee high apparently, and just sort of come around the edge of it.
Are you entering this year, Graham?
I'm not, no. Do you know what? Because I'm injured.
Are you? Is it a groin injury?
So anyway, you must register for this one if you want to go along and take part. It starts at 4:40 at 2:45 sharp on Saturday the 30th. It starts at Shanklin Esplanade at the Pierhead, and like I say, you must book before you turn up because you'll get your number and everything, and for health and safety reasons, and so they can count you back in as well at the end. And they know how many medals to order.
But you don't need a ukulele for that one.
Don't need a ukulele for that one. Just a pair of trainers, I'd imagine. And your speedos.
Oh, yeah.
Now then, new to the island, Isle Rodeo.
Okay.
It's the island's first mechanical rodeo competition. So no need to be worried about stray horns and stuff like that. And you know, the potential to get injured. It's a mechanical bull. They've got four different classes so that you can enter. They've got kids that you can do it as a kid, you know, and adults. I sort of deleted the different entry classes when I was putting my thing together, so I can't actually tell you what they are. But all riders will get a medal, and you get three attempts. And and if you're gonna, if you actually going to, you know, be a rider, then you get free entry to the event because there's lots of other stuff going on in between.
Okay.
So it'll be like a good old American type, you know, sort of event.
Where is it, Graham?
It's at Newchurch, and it's on Saturday the 23rd from 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So that'll be quite good because that's different, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. You know, there's bouncy castles, there's beer tents, there's refreshments, and there's all sorts of cheerleaders, line dancing. So there's loads and loads of stuff going on.
Yeah, bullocks.
No, it's true. And also, I didn't spot this last year, but I have this year. Dance on the Dover 2016. Dance on the Dover is an annual event that raises money for two nominated Ireland based charities, and basically it's an evening of live music over at Benbridge Dover.
Alright,
so that's on Saturday the 23rd from 6 till 11. If the weather's great, then they'll have an outside barbecue and also a firework finish to the evening. If the weather's not great, you've still got live music, you can still have a bit of a dance, there'll be a bar, and there'll still be a barbecue, just be an inside barbecue, a great evening, basically.
Fantastic.
I don't know who the bands are, but, you know, we got some top island bands, you know, that do this sort of thing. While we're still in Benbridge, the day after, if you're still there, the Great Benbridge Paper Boat Race 2016. Now, I suppose that this is an alternative to doing the old poo sticks type thing.
Yes.
But the entry requirements, they're all on the site. If you look for this, have a look at the entry requirements, because it is, you know, it's got to be a certain size.
Yeah.
It can only be made to a certain length. The hull's got to be a certain...
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Very strict. However, you know, bit of fun, bit different, and that's organised by the Bradenhaven Yacht Club as part of the Benbridge Harbour Family Fun Weekend. So so have a look at that. The boat races start. There's two categories. There's a junior and an adult's. Sure, the junior ones will be far better than the adults.
Yeah, bound
because
to be.
Because they've had mum and dad helping them as well, you see. So,
yeah, true.
You know,
true.
Three lots of input there.
Yeah.
We've got Jazz Jam, which is the monthly night of local jazz talent from across the island. Acoustic Originals is this month as well. They're both at Key Arts. And all at Shanklin Theatre. This month you've got the Mersey Legends, the Take That Experience, and One Night of Elvis, Lee Memphis King. So that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Sounds Like Sinatra is on, and I can't go without saying the 39 Steps.
Oh.
Every Tuesday in August from Tuesday the 2nd, it's a mix of a Hitchcock masterpiece with a juicy spy novel. It's intriguing, it's thrilling, it's righteous, it's unmissable comedy. Don't miss it. That's every Tuesday through August, Shanklin Theatre. Yeah. See it on whatsonwhite.com.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Graham. Amazing variety, as always.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it all together for us.
No worries.
And that was Graham Craig, What's on White. So if you want to know more about anything that he said and more that he hasn't said, get your ukulele out and go to whatsonwhite.com. Thanks a lot, Graham.
No problem.